First of all, it has to be the awareness and the praise, the thanksgiving to Hashem for the miracles that He does. Especially when we're close to the days of Hanukkah, which is, the union of Hanukkah is the publicizing of the miracle. Even if you're going to say that the rest of the days of the year, there isn't such an emphasis on the publicizing of miracles, as we could prove from the fact itself that Hanukkah and Purim are only set days of the year that are set aside for publicizing miracles, but the rest of the year is not the time for running around publicizing miracles. But certainly in the days of Hanukkah, there has to be the publicizing of miracles. The Rebbe says we could say that the fact that Hanukkah is the time of publicizing miracles is not just exclusively those two miracles, the miracles of the winning of the battle against the Hellenistic Greeks, and the miracle of the flask of oil, but we can say that includes all miracles at all times. In other words, we celebrate because we thank Hashem for the miracles that He does for us in the bracha. When we thank Hashem for the miracles, we say Bayam Mahev Vizman Hazeh. So we're not just the time for Thanksgiving and publicizing miracles that took place in the past, but also for miracles that take place in this time, in all times. Eid Vayika. And also, and especially, the Kod of Eidor Nesinus Shevach Lavaya. If the Nisim was a Tut, is Nesiv Eifan Inyan Shalakodas Teva, that the recognition, the awareness, and the thanksgiving, and the giving of praise to Hashem for the miracles that He does, in addition to the fact that it's an Inyan of gratitude, is thus Negeya Tzupias Mashiach Tzidkenu B'Megul Amitis V'Ashleima. This is something that's negated to the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu, the true and complete redemption of the Gemara Zakat. The Gemara says, Bigish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Las is Chizkiyo Mashiach. The Eivishter wanted to make Chizkiyo, that he should be Mashiach. Amru Midas Adin Lufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the attribute of judgment came before the Eivishter and said, Chizkiyo, Shos Yisrael Kol HaNisim HaLolo. Chizkiyo, whom you did all of these miracles, and as Rashi says, what are all of these miracles? Shenitzu misancherev and nisrapim mecholyei. He was saved from sancherev and he was healed from his illness. V'lay amashiro lefanecha. Still, and despite these miracles, he did not sing song before you, did not say shiro to you. Taseh Mashiach. You are going to make him Mashiach.
Shouldn't it end with a question mark?
Shouldn't it end with a question mark? In traditional classic Hebrew writings, it does. The Gemara does not often place in question marks. So the question is, should, when printing a sikha and quoting Gemara, should we add the question mark for the Gemara? I don't know. I have to take it up with the publishers and the sikhas. But generally, they don't put in question marks. Really. Although occasionally they do anyway. You have to talk to the people in charge of publishing. Apiza is moving bin Yanenu. Based on this is understood. And our, the subject that we're discussing, as pursuing Nisa from the Nisa was the Eivisha Tut Bizmanenu, that the publicizing of the miracles that the Eivisha does in our time is negate to bring the Gula Mitzvah Shleim and Peel Mavar. If somebody is worthy of being Mashiach, and the only reason that he's not, the only ketchik that the Midas Adin has on him from becoming Mashiach is the fact that he did not say Shira on the miracles that were done for him. Not only that, the Gemara says that he gave a reason why he didn't say Shira. Because he said, that the whole world saw. That the miracle of Samcherem was a miracle that the whole world saw. So he said, what do I have to say Shira for it? What do I have to publicize it? It was, how public can you get? The whole world saw that the mightiest army in the world that conquered every other country was decimated in a night. So without the Israelites even going to war. So, I mean, obviously it was a worldwide miracle, and yet this was it's in itself a reason to prevent Chizkiyahu's becoming Mashiach.
It says in the Gemara there that they made the yeshiva by his ohel.
I'm sorry?
They made a yeshiva by his ohel, by Chizkiyahu.
Okay.
What's the reason for that?
I know it's brought in Chazal that was the custom when a great person would die.
Did
Hashiva yeshiva al kivri.
That wasn't just by him,
right? Yes, it's a Gemara. It's in Mashma that they used to do it at least for a while.
Is that what they're trying to do over there?
Don't ask me these things. Yeah.
We said before that this whole development with the Niggun of France.
Yeah.
The rabbi says that it answers up the question. It answers the question of those that say that we don't see miracles begila anymore. Like, does this really answer that question in such a strong way? That I mean, this niggun change. It's like such a pushy thing that totally.
That a few months after they started singing the niggun in 770, the niggun changed. After close to 200 years of. From the revolution, how amazing can you get? It's hard now, 20 years later, to look back and read about it. When you read about it, see, the problem is when you read about miracles, they ain't that exciting, right? You know, as much as you, you know, there's these rabbis that, you know, Shvir Shel Pesach, you know, they dance the Kriyas Yamsov dance, and. But after all the very, you know, they put pails of water and they jump over them, but after, or they pour it on the floor and they jump through the water. After all the skits and the play acting, it's still probably not as exciting as being there. Okay, probably was a little more exciting being at Kriyas Yamsov than reading about it. I imagine. You would think. It must have been a little more exciting being there and reading about it. So, I guess we're just reading about it, so it's really not as exciting as being there. But for those who were there, it was probably pretty darn exciting. It must have been pretty amazing. So it's kind of like a little bit of HTBT, otherwise short for had to be there. But. But the fact is that doesn't take away anything from the magnitude of the miracle. The fact that we are not as in tune with it simply because we're reading about it and hearing about it in hindsight, whatever. So yeah.
At Purim, I mean the whole Nisim and Purim. Also, I mean, it's like.
The Rebbe said clearly the people spoke very strongly that people were clearly underappreciating the magnitude of the miracles that took place that Purim also. That was the Sikh of Chavavnas and Tashan and Olive, when the Rebbe said, the Rebbe responded with incredulity at the relatively lukewarm response to the. To the level and magnitude of the miracles. It ever said that the miracles were even greater than what happened in Mitzrayim.
I mean, it's and much
obvious. People did not respond with that kind of excitement.
You're talking about
Purim. Which Purim you mean?
Yeah, oh, you're talking about the Gulf War.
Yeah, which Purim?
In Purim itself, at Haman and.
Purim itself. You mean the actual original, the original miracle? Yeah, it must have been. Must have been pretty exciting when it happened.
No, but I mean, just the sequence of events
right.
Didn't seem so, you know.
Yeah, but I think even if it didn't seem so, but for the people who was there.
In Purim, I mean, you know.
For the people who was there when, you know.
Like the people were aware of, you know, what was all these little intrigues that were going on inside.
No,
the
but the people knew the bottom line. The bottom line was they were supposed to get killed, and instead they spent the day killing. So it's a little definitely. Major, turnaround. Okay.
Could I ask a question, just a little bit? You had brought up the question of national anthems, and you were saying about the
don't do this.
Between Adam and
no, better not. Let's finish. The Fat Minares, Ira Ikris.
Afterwards, can I ask?
Yeah, catch me. Catch me if you can. Efron Hartman, Ayres, Ayra Ikris. From this we have a very basic and important directive. Since we're holding after everything and the gula still has not come, it is an extremely good idea to be involved in the matter of publicizing miracles. Now, what do you have to publicize by yourself? Again, because we're like a little bit desensitized and a little bit like unconscious. So you gotta like publicize miracles to yourself too, and to others. In each and every place, the nisim was the rebbe should talk to us. Listen, the guys, the mit is verbunden the gula mitzvah shleima. You have to publicize the miracles which the supernal one, the Eibishter, does with us, knowing that with this, that this is connected to the true and complete redemption. Alach is coming, coming the mitzvah chanukim. Yonim is putting sumi kinnisa. Canal, Daphne's and Ice Nuts and Detagnes of the Alapus of Sechanaka, Echif Machels, is for Brangenish. Especially in the days of Hanukkah, which the Indian of Hanukkah is the publicizing of miracles, as we said earlier, so you have to see to utilize these days in addition to all the other activities and campaigns associated with Hanukkah, also to make Siddush gatherings. Or if you don't wish to call it a Chassidus of Abraham, you can call it something else, each place according to its customs. Right? That you should make these gatherings on each and every day of the days of Hanukkah, and to speak their words of Teira, Niglu the Teira, and Pnimis the Teira, the revealed portion of Teira, and the inner dimension of Teira, and Unnem and Achlatis Teiris, Bechon Yoni Teira Mitzvahs, and to take upon oneself good resolutions in all matters of Teira Mitzvahs, in a manner of ever ongoing and increasing light, as appropriate for, as, to the lights of Hanukkah. Also, and especially talking about the publicizing of the miracles of those day, of those days, and in this time. These matters in connection with Tzarfas is even more emphasized in this Fabrengen.
The thing you just said, the publicizing of the miracles in these days, of those days. What was the Rebbe referring to here?
He just said a whole sikha about miracles.
Are you talking about France there, or are you talking about what happened?
That's, and obviously, to take it from that to all miracles, but I mean, why? But there was a sense.
Well, specifically, it says
the whole transformation of the world is miraculous. That there's miraculous stuff going on. I don't think he was limiting it to any one particular miracle, but he's just discussing miracles that are happening now. And he says, publicize them. I'm not sure what the mystery is. This
was said in Tashin Beis. Was he referring to the Inyanim that had happened since...
I would assume that includes all miracles that are happening in those times.
I just got the impression that he was singling in on...
You want to know which particular miracle he wants you to publicize? It doesn't say.
So it's not obvious what he had in mind. Okay.
These matters in connection with Tzarfas is even more emphasized by this Fabrengen because there is present a group of Jews from France who have come for this Shabbos to be in the shul and study hall of the Nasi Adair, 770. The Frat, as the Yidden Zayin Zich Eisek, and especially as these people are involved in building new institutions in France and in publishing new Sfarim, as we explained earlier how these particular activities are relevant to the refinement of the entire world. In addition to the fact that this certainly gives great success in all matters to those who are involved in this, both materially and spiritually, and it increases in their connection with Torah Mitzvahs, because some of the people who were in part of that group were people who did not at the time openly consider themselves observant. Durch them was these amazing passions became a Torah mitzvah through the fact that they increase simply in its fulfillment of Torah mitzvahs. Kelim yuchad mitzvah stock, including and especially the mitzvah stock, was the mekarev sagul, which brings close the redemption, the gula fa'idin b'chol olam kulu, the redemption of Jews in the entire world. And therefore it is proper to honor them with the saying of L'chaim, the funzal nimshagran, I am suffered b'chaim to yadr funzayim to alam asum m'teir chval Yisrael. And through this should be drawn an increase in life to each one of them and to all of the gathered in amongst the entire Jewish people. L'haizu asdagi finzuch eich archim from Medina's Canada, v'alchat amol gadash shaykhs Medina's Safras. I'd also like to point out that there are those who are present that are guests from the country of Canada, which also once had a connection with the country of France. And it should be the will of, I assume the one above, that the refinement and transformation of Tzarfas together with the completion of the Aved of the Rurim in the entire world, which is the fulfillment of this aforementioned prophecy that this exile, which began originally in Tzarfas, that these Jews should ultimately inherit the cities of the south, cities of the Negev, and the Redeemer shall go up into the mountain of Tzin to judge the mountain of Esav, and the kingdom shall be unto the Lord. The true of redemption through our righteous Mashiach, Paratza Alecha Paratz, the Mashiach Shnem Ola Peretz of Nev. Paratzta being the same letters as the word Tzarfas, that through the completion of the Bir as represented by the word Tzarfas, we should be Zechut to the Gili of Mashiach, whose Indian is Paratzta, which is Zeh Mashiach Shnem Ola Peretz of Nev. Umvim is Messiah, the Birch Sachez, the Shabbat Zeh, and Neymar Amin. They said L'chaim, they sang Adaras Amun, and the Rebbe showed the whistle, and a footnote 62 points out the connection between whistling and redemption, as it says in Zechariah, I shall whistle to them and gather them in. It's also connected to Simcha, which transcends all limitations in a manner of Paratzta, and which is also the Indian of Suda Shlishis, Nachlab Limitzarim.